in your business, you would report to a manufacturer and say, you've shorted me on a product. And your philosophy is even when they go long and they happen to send you 50,000 more of one thing that you didn't ask for, it's your philosophy to call and let them know that.
That's right. We tell our people in our warehouses to report all shortages and longages. We have people kind of blown away because some factories have said they've never seen that before. That's one of the things that we try to do. There's a magazine that comes out for all the crafters. It's really on the internet. And he wrote to all of the other retailers and the factories that's in our industry. He says, tell me about Hobby Lobby. What makes them tick? This is some of the vendors discuss Hobby Lobby's success. So many reasons for so much success. These are things that came from different vendors. Here's one that says, Hobby Lobby is a culture seemingly filled with salt of the earth people working very hard, acting with sincere integrity in delivering their goals. Basically, it tells about our people. This doesn't so much talk about me as it does the culture that we have tried to build here with integrity. When salesmen come in here, our buyers have literally tens of millions of dollars worth of clout, but they treat everybody with integrity. We tell them that they must do that. They can't be prideful. They have to be respectful. This is what this says from our vendors and from our other retailers. Loyalty, decisive. This was good because I felt like this was what we're trying to do, but I didn't know exactly how we were viewed. And so this Creative Leisure News, he puts this out every month, and it was exciting to see that our people are fulfilling what we would like for them to do in terms of being respectful and having integrity and treating people with respect.
You must have many, many people who want to come to be employed by Hobby Lobby or any of your other companies. How difficult is it? Do you put them through tests to find the right kind of person that's going to work here?
We have a group of about five here and about eight in the field of recruiters that recruit our managers. And most of our managers are ex-managers of grocery stores and various other retail companies. We probably hire, I've been told, less than one in every 100 of people that apply here. We feel like we get the very, very best. And that was something we didn't know when we closed on Sunday. We did it because we really felt like God would have us to do that when we closed on Sundays. We just thought, well, you know, we say we're trying to do based on biblical principles and we want to be pro-family, and yet if someone wanted to go to church, they couldn't go to church on Sunday. I didn't realize what was going to happen in terms of the kind of people that would want to come to Hobby Lobby. And so I think we get the salt of the earth people because of that. I tell people, in fact, we had a meeting just the other day with a lot of new hires that are co-managers, and I said, guys, I want you to put God first in your life. You don't have to be here, but I think that would be the best thing. The best is for your family, and then Hobby Lobby comes next. I said, I don't mind being third, because if you do the other two, you're going to be a phenomenal employee. You're going to care about your family. You're going to work hard, and that's what I want you to do. That's the kind of people we want to hire. And you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to have my faith. You don't, that is not necessary. But at the same time, I don't have to be quiet about my convictions.
When you decided to close on Sunday, Sunday was a big revenue day.
Actually, Sunday per hour was the most successful. We were doing over $100 million on Sunday we walked away from. And today it would probably be $250 million because that was back in, I believe it was late 80s that we did that.
Man, how long did it take for those who would come in on Sunday to figure out, I can't get the product someplace else, so I'm going to have to come in Monday through Saturday? And do you think you were able to still capture those numbers?
Well, we feel like that there's a piece here that somehow or another we always forget, and that's God's blessings for us to do His will in our lives. And so right now, we're very profitable. We're just very profitable, let me put it that way.
It didn't injure you that much to close on Sunday.
You know, we felt like God was talking to our spirit. My entire family was feeling the same thing. And what happened is we didn't have enough faith to close them all. We didn't have that level of faith. And so we said, we're going to close one state at a time. During that time that we were halfway obedient, we saw sales go down and things didn't look good. So we could have turned around, but we didn't. We kept closing stores. The first state we closed was in Nebraska. We only had three stores, and we had about 60 in Texas, and that was the last state. But, you know, it was when we had them all closed that we saw things turn around. When we had done what we were supposed to do, then at that time we saw things were going in the right way. So that was kind of an unusual experience for us to see exactly how that worked.